1. We're going to look at 12 through 16. We're still looking at, believe it or not, it was just another aspect of it and a progression in our study and look at what does God want for us. And we were looking at this, the whole, I guess, series is the release of the Spirit, not necessarily looking at the release of the Holy Spirit and the power. We've heard messages on that, and we know about the power of the Holy Spirit. But I think it helps us to look at the fact that we are body, soul, and spirit. Just as God is three in one, we are three in one. He made us in his image. So what makes up every human being is that we all are body, soul, and spirit. And so when we got saved, is just a kind of to push us up to where we are, is that when we got saved, the Holy Spirit, we allowed the Holy Spirit, when we accepted Jesus, to come into our spirit. And that's what it means to be made alive through Jesus, that when we accepted him and his free gift, that he wanted to reconnect us with the Father, the Holy Spirit. You remember the diagram that I gave with the circles and everything. And so the Holy Spirit then came and resided in our human spirit. That made us alive, that gave us access and connection with God. That's why the Word of God tells us that we can now come boldly to the throne of grace, that we have access to God through the Holy Spirit because he resides in us. The Word also says that that the Holy Spirit has been given to us as a deposit, as an earnest. The earnest of the Spirit, a deposit until he comes back to redeem us, body, soul, and spirit. And so we talked about how as we are saved, sometimes it's difficult to consistently walk this Christian walk because there are things that seem to hinder us, that we can't seem to, we may know what to do right, but we can't seem to get it going. And we sometimes we'll kind of go through that kind of depression sometimes. And when we really want to do the things of God and we sometimes wonder why. And we also look at it when I really started saying I'm going to give my life to the Lord. That's when it seemed like all the problems started. It's because our spirit got saved. Our soul is being saved. Hello. When we got saved, when we asked Jesus to come into our life, get this right, we were completely saved, because the main point is that our spirit is saved. So it's not a half saved thing, but we are saved when we received Jesus into our life. We got the Holy Spirit, but it was a salvation of the spirit. Our soul is being saved, meaning saved means delivered, means to be delivered or to be released from the power of something. So our soul, which is our mind, our will, our emotions, and our intellect, all of that which makes up our soul is in a process of being delivered from our old life, our old way of thinking. So when we got saved, God got hold of our spirit, but the problem is we didn't forget our old life. Hello. We still were still comfortable with living or handling situations sometimes the way that we used to, because a lot of times we may not be familiar with how God wants us to handle it. So all we have is what we used to in our old toolbox. Hello. As Elder Barnes let us know, we got a toolbox. And so what happens is our soul, which is where it seems that our sin nature resides, it does not want to lose control. So then we have actually, even as being saved, we have an internal battle. We got a civil war going on because our spirit got saved. Our spirit wants to do the things of God, but our soul knows that it wants what is going to be comfortable and pleasurable for itself. And if I give everything up to God, the soul says, I'm going to miss out. It really doesn't miss out, but our soulish and our sinful life, sinful nature says that I want what I want, and I want to be the master of my own life. So then it wages war against our spirit, and it doesn't want to let the spirit come out. Hello. And I wasn't here last week, and thank the Lord for Evangelist King. I know she had a powerful word, but the Sunday before last, I think I was really talking about how it's when we let our spirit out, which has been made alive by the Holy Spirit, that is the real us. Not the us that we think we are, not who we have created, not who we think we're comfortable with, but the real us is the us that God saw before the foundation of the world. And that is who he's trying to release. Hello. And so when we follow the Holy Spirit and let our spirit bring the Holy Spirit out of us, then that's when people are touched by God, when they're touched by the real you. Hello. Now, saying all that, we've gone through all that. I think that was a short way of going through the last month and a half, because we've been on this about a month and a half. We know that our own soul is holding us back. And so we have to violently kind of pull it in and say, some of those thoughts that we have, we got to take every thought captive. We got to grab it and say, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to. No, that's part of that old life. That's not part of the life that God wants me to live. So we have to violently kind of take hold of one part of our life and put it down, so that the life that God wants us to bring up will take the forefront. Hello. And it will be in control. But now we must not forget we have an adversary. Hello. I know we've been talking about fighting with ourselves and struggling with ourselves, but we cannot neglect the fact that the devil is real. Hello. He's not just like the boogeyman, you know, and the little kids stories and all the rest of that stuff, little bumps underneath the bed. No, he is a real entity. And he does have real devices that he uses to keep the people of God back. So while we are fighting with ourselves, we must not neglect there is an enemy on the outside. While we know that there's an enemy on the inside, not meaning a demonic spirit, but our soul wants to try to take control. That's the real enemy. That's the one that's going to hurt us the most. But we must understand there is an enemy at the gate. And so we have to address the enemy at the gate, because the enemy at the gate, if we don't address him, he will send reinforcements to the enemy on the inside. Hello. So let's look. The devil, our adversary. We're at James. We're at James chapter 1. James chapter 1, 12 through 16. He says, what? Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man, but every man is tempted. Everyone, not every man, but every mankind, every person is tempted when he is drawn away of his, what?